Hi, everybody. What a gorgeous day to discuss the pineal gland. As always, let me know in the comments when we're live. Hi, everybody. Are we live? I wait until you guys say hi or ready for ladling. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Today is called episode 750. Pineal gland, and what was the Joker trying to tell us? I've done a lot of research on this, but there's still way more to look into. So this is one of those episodes where whatever you know about the pineal gland, please email me whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com, because it's obviously an obstructed and obfuscated topic. If you try to study it, you will understand that. And yeah, but first, if any of you, the Bears, any of you Bears that are part of the legal dispute we have with Patreon, whenever our lawyer emails you, just make sure you email him back promptly. If it's part of an email address that you haven't checked in a while, please check it, because things are going quite well, but stay completely on top of that if that's possible. Thank you in advance, because I know you will. Unauthorized.tv as always, unbearablesmerchandise.com, and P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington 98335. Okay, so let's start talking about some interesting stuff. And as you can see, I'm in a new part of the property. Amy makes fun of me that I'm like a cat. I always like to live stream from different places all the time. Let's start off with, first off, we have new ducks. Those, because we lost two ducks to a hawk, one was literally a sitting duck. She had hurt her foot, and hawk capitalized on it, capitalized on my weakness of not just putting her out of her misery, because she seemed happy. But the problem was, when there's that much weakness in a flock, the hawk took out another one too. I don't want to talk about it, but I learned a lot from it. We're up to this many eggs a day. For those of you just listening, it's a cornucopia of green, white, brown, tan eggs. Those are not colored. Those are all just different breeds and varieties of eggs that we get to eat every day. It's fascinating. A lot of you relate to this meme. It says, the more you know, the dumber you sound to stupid people. This is a reality that a lot of us in this community face, that when people hear some of our ideas, they go, oh my God, how do people believe it? It's because when you get to a point of actual education, the oligarchs in this world, the controlling elite, whatever you want to call them, which all, you know, tracks to it. Yeah, 33 eggs a day, confirmed, Illuminati confirmed. But one of their biggest plans is to keep everybody uneducated, or educated on dumb things, like educated on the wrong things, and without any skills. Because then you'll agree to the one world order feudalist system that no sane person would. And that's why education is so good. And I'm very optimistic for the future, because I think the internet backfired tremendously because of how much information people are getting for themselves. I got a better history education than my history college degree. I got it from the internet. I've learned more about health. I've learned more about actual science. I've learned more about just about faith. I've learned from a lot of people. I've been able to connect to some unbelievable people on the internet. And so I think it's actually backfired tremendously. I think for all the harm and detriment that Facebook, because it originally started with DARPA tracking everybody's contacts and everything on Facebook, it's backfiring because people authentically want to learn things. Can you imagine telling someone 10 years ago the amount of people that would be on to all of these hoax events and all of these lies that keep people in chains? It's fascinating. All right, so anyway, so this is one of those times. And one of the reasons that I'm doing this video today, oh, another just happy one. Whenever I let out the chickens, they always go right to the water hole. Look at this. It's hilarious.
What are you girls talking about at the water cooler? You girls just gossiping? You gossiping at the water hole? Everybody's gossiping at the water hole?
A lot of you truthers will be happy to know that I was overhearing their conversation, and most are woke to the moon landing and vaccines. So I've always overheard my chickens talking at the water hole, and it used to be Cardi B and stuff like that. Not anymore. They're like, have you read the ingredients on vaccines? Ready to get smart with the pineal gland? Yes, the reason I'm dedicating a whole episode to this is because of a few very, very annoying Christians. And they're out there, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, are they out there? This one comment said, Christians don't say they're opening their pineal gland to Jesus. Christians don't. And I got a few of these comments because I was talking about decalcifying the pineal gland. And you have to understand that although I love a lot of the Christian community, you don't know who's behind the computer. I tracked down the actual commenter. Just this is a joke. That I tracked down the actual commentator. I know how the internet works. AI doesn't understand sarcasm or irony, but just roll with me. But the comment was that someone really did comment that, but I tracked down the actual commenter, and this was the Christian that I found.
Motherfucker, really? I'm just trying to help you.
I'm sorry, but I don't need your help.
Yes, you do, motherfucker. You do. You do need my help, sir. Can't you see that, you son of a bitch?
Could you please just let me check out my groceries?
Fuck you. I'm trying to help you, motherfucker.
Wow. This is...
You gotta ask Jesus Christ.
I don't have
sinners.
To do anything.
We're all sinners.
Okay.
He's not gonna force you to do it.
You're sinning right now.
No, I'm not, motherfucker. You fucking accuser. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking accuser. You motherfucking accuser. Get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
You motherfucking accuser.
Christians.
Accuser of the fucking brethren, you motherfucker.
Christianity.
Yes, ma'am. Can I ask you a question? I'm pissed because you won't repent.
Okay. So it's important when reading YouTube comments that you accuser of the brethren. When people say they're Christian, like the internet, I listen, I'm such like a naturally trusting person or naturally, I'm not going to say good, but like I assume someone's like me, like a sane, maybe it's narcissism that I assume someone's like me, but like I'm like, oh, a fellow Christian wants to discuss something. There's a good chance it's that. Okay, so why is it important to understand the pineal gland? Because the pineal gland has been closed by fluoride in water, and that's proven. This is not a conspiracy theory. I mean, it is a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact. And toothpaste and, you know, media and all this stuff, hypnotism, mass hypnosis, bad diets, degraded air, all this stuff. It closed the pineal gland. And why is that important? Because the pineal gland is what connects you to the ether source. I can prove all of this. And I don't even know that much about it. But there is a lot of truth in movies. So I will take you youngsters back to the original Batman, where the Joker wants to make the world smile. That woman is demonic. According to her, she's a Christian. And the other guy was the demon accusing brethren. You have to understand that when people say Christians don't talk about the pineal gland, they do, because I am right now. And I don't need help in my self-checkout line. Okay, so let's watch this together. This is the... Oh, and before I get started, okay, so Steven Spielberg's daughter launches adult entertainment career, says dad supports her sex worker ambitions, right? The reckoning is here for Steven Spielberg. People don't, this isn't normalizing anything. This is revealing. And one of the reasons I think the Bear Cave has been under attack is because you can see 12 months ago, I warned everyone the sickness of Steven Spielberg, and I took all the heat, and people said that I was just jealous. You're seeing too many things, Big Bear. Look at that great mustache. God, I miss my facial hair. The Muslims are right about facial hair, guys. Fact. I feel like I look like a woman. Tranny confirmed. Dude, I'm starting to love gammas. I think gammas are kind of hilarious. They have so much time on their hands. Anyway, so I broke down. If you want to watch it, look up The Sickness of Spielberg, Owen Benjamin. 63,000 minds have seen that. And that's according to their corrupt algorithms. I showed everybody beat for beat what the symbolism in the movie is. His problem with child actresses that keep dying on set. And how he got into the movie industry and what his religion believes. And no, I'm not including all Jews. I've learned that. Kabbalistic, Talmudic hats like Steven Spielberg are very, very evil. And that's why I'm trying to stay away from just saying Jews, because I have been exposed to some good, just some really upstanding Jews. So we have to make a distinction. I don't want to get into it. It's so all, dude, the amount of spells. His name is Spielberg. You don't think he understands spells? But anyway, so now that it's pretty obvious what the childhood of this youngster was like, and regardless, we all know what happened, but regardless of that, the fact he approves of it is insane. It's not insane if you saw the patterns and warned everybody a year ahead of time. Who would have thought? Oh, and it's like, but Owen Benjamin is so obsessed with Jews and Israel. And, well, when you pursue them, these rapers of children, how, by CBS News, there's the Columbia Eye there, how Jewish American pedophiles hide from justice in Israel. It's a tense stakeout waiting for Jimmy Julius Caro to appear. He is wanted man and is considered dangerous, accused of sexually assault, all right, yada, 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 darkness, 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 whatever. But you have to understand the pattern. The reason that I don't like being mocked. I don't enjoy being excommunicated and blackballed. I don't enjoy endless threats to me. I do it because it's so important. And so the reason I do that, Stephen, yeah, and then it'll become obvious in 5 years. Kind of like when I swear to God, I warned people about Weinstein early. You're just anti-Semitic. Yeah. It'll become commonplace. It'll be a punchline, kind of like Dan Crenshaw and a lot of the actual right-wing community now. But when I called him out, people, we all get it. But just, I'm hoping that you guys in the future see the patterns and catch yourself as you're doing it. Like, really ask yourself, is what someone like me saying out of some sort of mysterious force called hate that no one can see? It's like gravity. It's like everyone says it's out there, but no one can measure it or see it. And everything that I was saying lines up. Okay? All right, now let's watch. And it doesn't, before I thought that there was actually threats coming at me, and I used to get a lot more paranoid. That's also when my pineal was a little calcified. It doesn't hurt me. My family's thriving. You know, by your fruits you shall be known. It's like it hurts the people that are so blind to it. Where they're like, must be nay, you're full of hatred. The gamma males, dude, I do like them in a way, though. They have so much time on their hands to just do things, to just focus on random things and obsess. Okay, before we start talking about the pineal gland, this is a very, very, very telling scene in the original Batman back from the 1980s. So just understand that this is true, what you're about to watch. This is dramatized and made absurd in the comic book world, but it's not one product. It's a combination of products that cause a lot of health problems in people. And we're now realizing this, but we were warned 30 years ago, but how would we have known? You know, how would we have known that this was actually real? We weren't raised to think these things were real. Let me find this scene, and I will just play it. Excuse me.
3, 2, 1.
Cue music. Cue Becky.
By the way, I think that's how... false flag events work, by the way. It's just some grabber in a turtleneck going, cue the shooter, cue the fake victim, action. And everyone goes, oh my God, I must give up my rights now. Take my babies.
Good evening. The fashion world was stunned today by the sudden deaths of models Candy Walker and Amanda Keeler. Cause of death has been attributed to a violent allergic reaction, although authorities have not ruled out the possibility of drug use. Peter.
And plans continue for the city's 200th birthday. As Mayor Borg announced today, the unveiling.
Just real quick, someone said Spielberg's daughter's pushing transhumanist porn. What does it mean to have a body? Guys, the fight, where's the 99%? The real cultural and spiritual battle isn't whether or not their spells, that their agenda is going. It's that people realize there's an agenda. The average person is pretty damn good. And once someone understands that there is an agenda, that Steven Spielberg is a sick puppy, that his entire empire is based on pedophilia, pederasty, NAMBLA, that's all you need. No one is getting on board this stuff. The whole fight is people seeing that there is an agenda. Don't ever fear the normalization stuff, because once someone is like, all the normalization happens when, like, I used to think abortion was fine before I thought about it. It's crazy what people will go with until they realize it's a weapon, until they really think through it. And you don't get discerning and think through things until you realize how the world is. And once people do that, it's game over for any agenda. It's game over. Because all people have to do is just think for themselves. All right, anyway, I'm just going to play this through now.
This just in. Three mysterious deaths at a beauty parlor in... at a beauty parlor in Gotham were discovered today.
Barry, what the hell's going on?
Becky, this is Harvey, though.
Becky! Kill a camera.
This is Renee on the news floor. Dane, I need some paramedics up here now.
All right.
New and improved Joker products! With a new secret ingredient!
Smiling.
Four eyes.
Now, let's go over to our blind taste test.
Okay, so just understand what they're telling you. When they call it like Smile or Smilex or whatever, how is fluoride marketed? It makes your smile brighter. It's not even that. Hey, check this out, guys.
Hey, girls.
It's not even a, like a big... it's not, the allegory isn't even far off. It's like almost the same thing. It's like, for that smile. And this all fits in with pineal gland, so just enjoy.
Oh, that Joker.
Where's it coming from?
I don't know.
Uh-oh. You don't look happy. He's been using Brand X. Joker brand. I get a grin, again, and again.
Oh. That luscious tan, those ruby lips, and hair color, so natural, only your undertaker knows for sure.
I know what you're saying!
Where can I get these fine new items? Well, that's the gang. Chances are, you bought them already.
Love it, Joker.
So remember, put on a happy face.
Okay, so that's not even, that's not a stress, that's what we face. Aspartame, you know, fetal cells, fluoride, all this stuff is actually in our Botox, exactly, is all in our products right now. That's why, you know, hippy dippy tinfoil hat guys like me, when I say, you know, don't use deodorant with aluminum in it, get a distiller for your water, you know, don't ingest fluoride, use toothpaste without fluoride. And people are like, well, tinfoil hat guy. It's like, dude, do you know what fluoride does? And so Joker is a good guy, but like unstable. No, he's not a good guy. He's the one who put it all in your, the Joker is the agent of chaos. It's female tyranny. It's feminine. The Joker is pathos, pathological. The whole thing is like every Joker character, the reason people are drawn to it and find it so interesting is because it's a type of evil that's exciting, but also the most evil. Because even, you know, the Stalins of the world and people like that, they still had order. They still had a plan. They still had to make sure the plumbing functioned. The Joker is trying to make everybody have a smile on their face. And so those elements exist in society. And the reason people try and cover up the pineal gland is because it connects you back to source. It makes you see patterns. It allows you to see patterns that you wouldn't otherwise. Let me read you the official definition of pineal gland. I know I give a lot of crap to Joe Rogan about DMT and all that. Don't do DMT. Don't take psychedelics, guys. You don't know what you're messing with. But for all these pathos-driven Christians that are like, don't open the pineal gland. Don't mess with the pineal gland or it's all demons. Have you ever taken melatonin? Do you know where it comes from in your body? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It comes from the pineal gland. Let's see what the pineal gland's basic function is. The pineal gland is a small endocrine gland in the brain of most vertebrates. The pineal gland produces melatonin, a serotonin-derived hormone which modulates sleep patterns in both circadian and seasonal cycles. I got a very interesting email that I read recently about how if the wrong type of light is let in while someone's growing marijuana, just any light at all, it'll become hermaphrodites. It won't be able to finish the cycle. That the cycles were on, and I think there's a strong argument to the fact the daylight savings time nonsense is to break your circadian rhythm. Alarm clocks, any of this stuff, changing an hour in the day for no reason, it's to change. Yet melatonin is your light and dark measure and regulates, right. Sleeping pills F me up, I hate them. Yeah. Yeah, stay away from that. Stay away from it completely. And so pineal comes from the word pine for pine cone. And that's one reason why when I did this turpentine cleanse, it's a teaspoon of pine gum in the morning, and it did help decalcify my pineal gland. My pineal gland was never very calcified, I don't think. But then the distilled water is a type of water that washes away the heavy metals and the calcium and all the stuff that they spray in the chemtrails out of your brain, your brain blood barrier, your blood brain barrier. How dare you? It's like that's why they do it, because they need you dumb. They need you like in a state where you believe the moon landing and satellites and nuclear bombs and dinosaurs and everything else that comes out of a genre called science fiction. Check out Crow777's episode today, CROW777radio.com, or you can get half of it on YouTube for free. It's all about the history of science fiction, and the whole thing is to get people to believe nonsense. And now that we see the corruption of the masculine, where Thor's a woman, Captain America's a woman, Luke Skywalker's a woman, it's falling apart. These people are not succeeding. A lot of the very things, like the end game, always backfires. And this is not the first time it's happened. It goes back to Nimrod. They don't want you dead. They want you dumb. Fact, BB. Right. They do not want you dead. They want you incapable of seeing basic patterns. Like when I alerted everybody to Spielberg a year ago, and the amount of people that were blind to it would blow your mind. Good people, smart people, people in my life, they're like, how dare you? E.T. And I just watched the video. I show you that the Schindler's List, every one of his movies is about an adult man and a child. The Schindler's List thing, the man's hand and the child's hand, is the NAMBLA symbol. You know, E.T. the extraterrestrial, he takes that the God and man thing out of the Sistine Chapel and makes it a boy and a monster. And the finger is shaped like a penis. The entire thing is an allegory for the pansexuality. It's right there. And you can say, oh, you're overthinking it. Am I still overthinking it now that his daughter is going into the porn world and he's approving of it? Or Heather O'Rourke died from rectal trauma on the set when she was 8? The poltergeist girl that he found in a mall? No, I'm not overthinking it. It's just that when you're... And I used to think it was because of my ridiculously high IQ. It's absurdly high right now. I do like the Gammas because I like saying stuff like that because I picture their hands just go, ugh. But it's not. It's having a clear mind. It's having a clearer mind. I haven't used toothpaste with fluoride in 10 years. I haven't drank city water in ever. I don't take flu shots. I don't, you know. And when you do that, your mind legitimately sees more things. And there is an element of darkness that can exist with this. Like some parts of the Bible, they're very helpful when dealing with pineal gland is no chanting. You know, I'll show you some symbolism and all this stuff of how the pineal gland can be used for bad, just like anything. Just it can be exploited and you can allow serpents into it. And when I say that, I mean like this is the medicine staff of the two serpents in the pineal gland. We'll get into it. That's what that is. The 33 degrees of Freemasonry, the 33 vertebrae on your spine as the serpents twist up to get to the old pineal gland, the third eye. Yeah, it can go bad. But I'm assuming people aren't going to use things for darkness or else I wouldn't have anything to communicate. I couldn't talk about chickens without being like, well, someone could bang the chicken. Like, I'm not going to function like that. Your IQ is so high right now, I'm getting a contact high. Yeah, dude, it is. Like, you know those silly, they're not silly. They're silly when they're meme formats, but when it shows like the chakras and it's like, there's a whole meme format when it's like different stages and then there's the one with the mind open. Like sometimes I really do feel like that, dude. It's pretty funny. 3 years no flu shot with autoimmune disease. I was first in line. Yeah, and there's you can always fix it. Like in this movie Batman, he cracks the code of what products to not combine. And it's all based around the seven deadly sins. Vanity is one of the biggest ways that they get chemicals into your body. You know, one of the ones we don't deserve and didn't earn negatively is chemtrailing, geoengineering. We didn't ask for that. There's no way to get around that. We just have to live extra healthy. But makeup, you know, don't use shampoo, makeup, deodorant that has a bunch of, if there's things in the ingredients that you don't recognize where it's like dioxytropofol, don't use it. Because and a lot of them can pass the FDA or whatever is testing it because by themselves, they're fine. It's the combination. It's the sorcery. It's the Rosicrucians that know all this stuff. Yeah, makeup, perfumes, anything involved vanity, pride, lust, sloth, all these things is how they get the chemicals into you that calcifies your pineal gland and makes you a drone. And when you're uncalcified, you don't become violent or angry or anything. What you do is you become non-compliant to nonsense. And the way the powers that be operate is they require you to have wrath and pride and lust and all this stuff so that they can close up your pine cone. The reason it's called a pine cone or pineal gland for pine is because when the pine cone opens, the seeds come out. And for all the how dare you people out there, how dare you? I'm a Catholic. I'm a good Catholic. Yeah, why don't you go to the Vatican sometime and ask yourself, why is there a giant pine cone right there? And I know the Catholics will have an answer. They always do for the red shoes and everything. They're like, the red shoes is the blood of the sacrificed popes. And no. Pine cone, pineal gland. And then the Sistine Chapel, the very image that I'm just describing, it's a cross-section of a brain. This goes back to Egypt. And so a lot of times when you're looking at stuff like this, I'm about to show you some one-eye symbolism, some stuff that we all know is spooky and we like to stay away from. BB, what kind of shampoo do you use? I don't use any. Sometimes I'll put, don't ask me advice on this because if I give bad advice, I don't want to be responsible because I'm not big into this stuff. I have so little vanity that it's bad, like to the point where I have to remind myself, like, I shower a lot, but I don't use any products really. I mean, I'll use oil, like essential oils or, because that's how I was raised. This is how my mom's always been. My mom always, has been like this. We've never had chemicals in our house growing up. My mom was doing organic food shopping through a co-op before Whole Foods existed. All right, so anyway, I pet goat to the worm. You will not see until you see with one eye, Matthew 22. Right, it's not anti-Christian. Nothing I'm talking about is anti-Christian, except for chanting or being open to anything. You know, the Bible says keep your mind and actions on God at all times. Great advice. God is truth. God is everything good. So it's like, that's not hard. Like, these things are obvious to people that aren't nefarious, that aren't like, well, I mean, some of the Christians that get so freaked out by this stuff are the ones that I look at like, does your instinct tell you to use it for bad? Because we're given these things for a reason, and the banking elite is trying to close it and toxify it for a very specific reason. And it's ancient. Let's start talking about this stuff. What kind of deodorant do I use? I don't know. Amy got me some stuff that doesn't have aluminum in it. I don't care. Like, I care about, like, being clean and stuff like that, but I don't. Like, I was raised to not care about any of these things. My brother tried wearing perfume or cologne once in high school, and my mom, driving him to school, started wearing, like, one of those Chinese people masks. Like, just fully, like, if you wear that, I'll wear a mask. And he was like, Mom, let me out 3 blocks away. He's like, because he put on, like, Dakar Noir because he wanted to, you know, possibly get an OTPHJ. And my mom was like, you wear that, I'll wear a ventilator. And he was like, okay, I won't, then I'll keep it at school. All right, anyway. But if you drink enough water, you don't smell. But do what you want. All right, so that's what the pineal gland looks like. I know, it's intense. Like, this is a close-up of the pineal gland. It is the Egyptian eye. And some people can say, well, the eye is Sauron, or the one eye, the top of the capstone. It's been corrupted. Just like the word Jew, just like the word Aryan, just like the word. There's so many things that evil forces, and I kind of understand why these Khazarian tricksters took on the moniker Jew, because I think way, 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 way back in the day, the Jew was seen as an honorable person, where it was like they were the people of the book, you know, they were very disciplined. And so what better thing to hijack than the word Jew? What better thing to hijack than the pineal gland? And that's why this may be hard for some people, and I understand that. I understand that some of these images are like, whoa, holy shit, like the Tree of Life. And yeah, I Horus, right, but it's also not. It's also made by God in your brain. And when it's open to a lot of stuff. It could be open to demonic forces if you want to go that route. And it can also be open to just God whispering funny things to you all day. And that's just the reality. And if you want, I'm going to play that, the quote-unquote Christian again. If you want to be this person, I don't want you here. Until you change again. And I understand, it's like, just saying I'm a Christian doesn't mean anything. Jesus Christ was all about detoxing. He didn't eat for 40 days. And people are like, Big Bear's no Christian. He had a teaspoon of turpentine. It's like, dude, this is part of it. This is part of the whole deal. It's about keeping your body clean. Dude, so much of the Bible is based on how to stay clean, how to keep parasites out of your gut. Why do you think they're like that? Why do you think it's about the mark, you know, what, marking your forehead? What do you think's right there? And what do you think you have to stay away from, the mark of the beast? They're going at your pineal gland, man. And if it's not, and if you don't have a good relationship with it, and you have a relationship with it by sleeping, it's like, these aren't scary, witchcrafty things. This lady's scary.
Don't be trendy, motherfucker. Really? I'm just trying to help you.
I'm sorry, but I don't need your help.
Yes, you do, motherfucker. You do need my help, sir. Can't you see that, you son of a bitch?
Could you please just let me check out my groceries?
Fuck you. I'm trying to help you, motherfucker.
Wow.
This is...
You gotta ask Jesus Christ.
I don't have to do anything.
We're all sinners.
Okay.
He's not gonna force you to do it.
You're sinning right now.
No, I'm not, motherfucker. You fucking accuser. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking accuser. You motherfucking accuser. Get the fuck out of here. You motherfucking accuser. Accuser of the fucking brethren, you motherfucker.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask you what's going on?
I'm pissed because he won't rebound.
Okay. See how fast she changed? That's a demon right there. You see how fast she switched with authority? The authority came in. Excuse me. She's like, oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, that person calls himself a Christian and probably is in all of our comment sections. So anyway, let's continue. Where were we? So yeah, the pine cone, that's what's referred to as pineal gland because it can either be open or closed depending on how you live. And you know, the Christian path, the godly path is to be clean, is to be without the emotional triggering. That's why everything on the screens, on TV, all these controlling mechanisms to trigger us, to get us emotional. You know, like yesterday I was doing a live stream at night with piano and stuff. And someone was like, oh, Joseph Smith was a charlatan. Someone else was like, Joseph Smith brought truth to the people. And we started this whole theme called Tactful Guy. And I'm going to do it way more now where it's like, I'm like, Joseph Smith seems to be a good fella. Don't know much about him. That's it. Where it's like, to start that black, because evil uses black and white a lot, the forced binary. And so many people look at the Matrix as truth. And there is some truth drops in there, yada, yada. But the biggest false thing there possibly could be is the Matrix, red pill or blue pill. And my joke was always, I don't take pills from random black guys in trench coats. Why are you wearing shades? The whole choose one. There's a red pill and a blue pill. No, no. That's the false binary. So when people say, Joseph Smith either saved everybody or Joseph Smith was the devil, I'm like, I won't partake in that. I have a lot of respect for a lot of Mormons. I don't like certain Mormons. Some of the stories sound shady. Some of it sounds inspiring. Be like, wow, you know, I don't know. He seemed like a pretty interesting fella. It sucks he was killed by the army, but, you know, and just move on. I'm like that with Muhammad, with my Muslim buddies. When people are like, Muhammad was sent by God to give us all the law, and then someone else is like, Muhammad was a pedophile. I'm like, Muhammad's done a lot of really good things for a lot of great people. Don't know much about him. Have a nice day. Because that emotional triggering, and I mean that. Like, I'm not lying when I do this. This isn't a trick. It's like, Muhammad has brought a lot of insights to a lot of human beings to be better people. God bless him. And I don't know much about the fella. But, you know, that's about it for me. It's just like, and it's the same with Jesus Christ, where if you don't say Jesus Christ, I'm like, Jesus Christ is my savior and my spiritual guide in this realm. I love him and I believe he loves me. Okay, now let's move on and learn about the pineal gland. I don't have any more interest in that extreme high, extreme low, like, all right, what's your side? Let's just bicker. No. When you're dealing with, like, abortion, where it's like, abortion's murder. It is. Next. It's like, what I want to do with the pedophile is I want to cut out their throat, and then I'm going to cut out their head. It's like, no, I think they should be put out of their misery. It's the worst thing you can do to a child. I'll make sure we're prepared. I'll make sure my children aren't around any. Moving on. Because it doesn't matter in what form you go to wrath or pride or vanity or envy or any of this stuff. All roads lead to Rome. Any road you lead, even if it's like fantasizing about torturing a fictitious pedophile, you're still feeding your worms. You know, I believe pedophilia should be met with a very quick death. And I just think that that's it. And I don't want to endlessly spend time I'll show them that. It's like what, I can't remember who said it, but when you look at the abyss long enough, the abyss looks back. it in any form, even if you're like, but it's a pedophile, we got to really make him feel pain. It's like, no, the best move when you're dealing with a real monster is just lights out. You don't get to hurt kids anymore. That's it. And then you go back to learning and thinking and being grateful and rejoicing and joy and all this stuff, you know? Emotional entanglement. Fact, you can't avoid it. You can't avoid it. I know people that killed pedophiles in Afghanistan. It haunted them. I mean, they, at the time, loved it. Because there is a lot of man-boy stuff going on in the deep regions of Afghanistan. There's also some really beautiful people there. But I had a friend who was a sniper, and he witnessed a man being sexual with a child. He just blew his head off, and everybody was pumped, and they did that a few times. And that isn't natural for people to do. And when you take pride in it, when you're like, pig mist, yeah. Dude, my friend's now dead. Like letting in spirits is real, dude. Like, if you start taking, like, pride and you're emotionally, like, connected to it, it's a burden. The killer of evil is a burdensome job. That's why executioners used to have to, like, live in, like, their own part of the village, and they were, like, weirdos. Because it's hard. Is pedophilia programmed? Yes. No, it cannot be unprogrammed. No, I don't want to talk about it. You go to your little areas and you talk about whatever you want. Pedophilia, like, once you've crossed the line and you've sexualized a human being who hasn't went through puberty, you should be put out of your misery, because you're in misery and it's going to spread. That's my belief, and I don't want to talk about it anymore because it's dark. But once someone crosses that line, once someone actually does that, and that's why my designation is pre-puberty, because all cultures are different. You know, if you're in a very rural, agricultural-based society, 13-year-old girls can marry 20-year-old boys, and they can have literally 20 children and be with each other for life, and it's a beautiful and responsible thing. Like, the concept of teenager is very recent. It's to keep adults in a state of perpetual childhood. You know, like, by the time Thomas Jefferson was 13, he was running his entire plantation. He was like a commander of men, you know? So that's why my line in the sand is very simple. If someone has not went through puberty, the only reason that they would be sexualized is pure material evil, because they want to pass a demon to a child that they will then have to wrestle with the rest of their life. Didn't mean to spark. Yeah, BB, thanks for that. No, this is fine, because it's not the emotional triggering. What we're talking about right now is real. Millstone around the neck. Right, but see, that's a quick death. It's like millstone around the neck. Out. Teenagers learn helplessness. Exactly. And again, it's not something for vigilante justice, because getting it wrong would be tragic beyond belief. You know, if someone's accused by an ex or a slander campaign, or someone just doesn't look right around here, you know, that's why these things are so hard to discuss, to be real about, to not just be a LARPy little tourist. It's like, it has to be dead to rights fact that a human being has crossed that line and sexualized someone before they've went through puberty, because there's nothing subjective about that. That's it. And that person needs to go. And it's because it's not out of wrath or revenge or anything. It's because that spreads. That spreads. Because the victims then have to carry that demon. Okay. Spielberg sure made a lot of movies. You know, I used to like Steven Spielberg movies, but the older I get, the more I'm just not comfortable with all the pedophilia. Man, that fella has some real ideas about sex. All right, let's keep talking about the pineal gland. I just wanted to talk about that because things are going to keep escalating. Because the fact that this stuff is now coming out, this is a reckoning, guys. Like Spielberg, they can't keep this under wraps. By your fruits you shall be known. Your sins will come out by your fruits. And it's like Steven Spielberg's daughter's now in porn. He agrees with blah, blah, blah. They're so insulated and they're so in a vacuum that they don't understand that 99% of the population is not okay with this, and they're really freaked out that they watched these movies and enjoyed them. And then you rewatch Indiana Jones, and you realize that Indiana Jones had a relationship with a 12-year-old girl, and you're like, how did I not see that? And this is the point. This is why this isn't a sidetrack. This is the point of the whole episode. Pineal gland. You don't see it because your eye is closed. The veils that drop have to do with your pine cone being open or closed. You know, you're like, there's crystals in your pineal gland that are the same crystals as in cell phones. And one of the whole reasons that the controllers, whether it's the Christian religious controllers or the banking elite, they want you to think that talking like this is evil. Whether you're Christian, Christians don't talk about pineal glands. One is right now. And it's a really beautiful day. And I'm going to keep continuing. Spielberg smile is freaky. Yes, yes. But see, the reason this is all related and the reason that this isn't fear porn or darkness porn, because I don't like talking about that stuff. I just wanted people to know that a year ago, I alerted everyone to it. And when people don't understand why, when people are like, oh, you're some sort of magician, you're a prophet. I'm like, we all can. We have a part of our mind that is capable of seeing things that our eyes don't see. And so when that's open, you have other abilities that other people don't have. I would love a world in which everybody could do that. Everybody could see. Because there was people, it wasn't even about shills. You know, a lot of people in the truth community have open pineal glands. And they're so scared and so angry at most people because they think they're shills. They think like, oh, you know the truth, but you won't say it because of your precious money. They don't see it. There's people that I trust, like I love, that when I was revealing stuff about Spielberg, they were like, you're wrong, man. You're paranoid. It's because of Hollywood. You're bitter. I'm like, are you serious? It was like one of those things where I'm like, it's almost like trying to explain the color blue to a blind person. And I'm like, wow. At first, I would get angry. I was like, everyone around me is lying. Everyone's like, no, no. They don't see it because their pineal gland is closed. And why is it closed? Fluoride, pharmaceuticals, alcohol. Pornography is a big one. And it's so physical, guys. And these people have known about this for a while, and it can be used for bad. Like, I'll show you right now. Okay. So the pineal gland is shaped exactly like the Eye of Horus in Egypt. And I'll show you how Egyptians have used it. As you can see, they put gold bands around their head, and that's a serpent coming out of the pineal gland, right? And so how this works, you see it all around you, right? The staff for medicine, which doesn't seem very medical. Real quick, I'll show you the that bone. You see the wings? That's in your brain. Lesser wings, superior orbital body, greater wing. Okay, so that you see the wings there? That's those wings. And see that little dot? It's not in this image here, but that dot is your pineal gland. And so the serpent wraps up your spine going vertebrate to vertebrate, 4, 5, 6, 7, up to 33. Now you see the number 33? And that is where your pineal gland is, right? You see that? And so then the snake, that's when someone, I believe, is being possessed by evil. That's why I'm saying conductor's antenna, exactly, is don't allow the root chakra, the anus chakra, to get all the way up to your brain. I know people that do. I think Joe Rogan is an example of someone who operates like this. It's not a truthful existence. It's not a good existence. It's you're being controlled by your anus. I know that sounds funny, but it's true. And if you don't think that this imagery is around you all the time, you haven't even looked. Like when you go into your doctor's office, you see it right there. And you only can see it when you have eyes to see. So those wings are that structure I just showed you. It's also the Ark of the Covenant. And then there's the pineal gland. And the snakes, that's the serpent from the Bible. That's the same serpent that whispered into Eve's ear. that pineal gland can be an antenna up or an antenna down to your anus. And the anus matters. Like, I know it sounds funny. I get it. But see, this is the brain and how this works, you know. And like, listen, I'm sure some people that meditate are fine people. I meditate through hard work or staring at a fire or the lapping of an ocean wave. Like, I can meditate based on a repetitive action of something natural. The flickering of fire, waves, work, you know, music. But I don't even like repetitive music for this very reason. Chanting is bad, in my opinion and the opinion of the Bible. Like, if you say the same thing over and over again, you try to hijack these vibrations to get your root chakra snake to go up to your pineal gland, you then can be completely possessed by evil spirits, in my opinion. That's why I personally stay away from yoga. I think yoga, like, my wife does some yoga poses while pregnant. I think yoga can be very good for your ligaments and stuff. Yoga as a spirituality, I think, is dangerous. I think some people can do it and be fine. Other people, I think you can really mess with how you view yourself. So there's nothing evil about your pineal gland. There's nothing evil about your chakras. Chakras exist. There's nothing inherently evil about any of these things. There's something that can happen. And again, this sounds funny, I know. But the root anus chakra, which motivates Sumerian, Osiris, Egyptian type behavior. Yes, I realize it. There's a reason they're obsessed with the anus. Sodomy. There's a reason they try and sodomize children. There's a mystical, magical with a K, dark magical reason for all this. It's not just to get off. It's a way to begin the serpent going up the spine from anal trauma. That's why Heather O'Rourke died. She died of rectal trauma that led to sepsis. Okay? Yeah, stay away from my anus serpent, Rogan. Exactly. High-level yoga is very sneaky. Yes, and a lot of those guys, the high-level yoga guys, a lot of them have been indicted for rape. They're not. God did create it all. Yes, but you can always hijack. This world is perfect. We can't destroy it. It's beautiful. You know, there's no amount of bombs or coronaviruses or anything. It's a perfect system. It's a perfect closed system. Nothing comes in from out there. There is no out there. These are all sci-fi lies. But there is a material evil in this realm that is capable of hijacking you. That's real. And that's the test. And it has to be here or else there wouldn't be a test. God allows it for a reason. Because if you don't develop your own if you don't develop morality or dedication or the ability to delay gratification, you don't grow. This is a place of growth, of strengthening. This is like a gym for your soul. This is not a curse here. It's beautiful. All the seven deadly sins, God tells us, warns us. Yes, and that's why when Jesus said it's better to stab out your own eye than look and lust at like a woman's, ass, anus. That's why the world is getting the way it is. They write pink on a woman, on a young girl's sweatpants. Pink. That's a reference to her vagina. That's a fact. That's what pink means. Pink. On her ass. The reason Jesus said that is when you start activating that stuff, when you start activating lust, I believe he was exaggerating with the whole stabbing of the eye thing, but like wrath, lust, envy, pride, dude, these are the things where the serpent starts climbing your spine. Because your chakras, there's two roads to the chakras. They can be used positively or negatively. Like the chakras, every one of those, it's like, okay, like there's a light and a dark to every one of the sins. Wrath could be moral indignation or passion or justice. Envy could be admiration. You know, pride could be like attention to detail, to workmanship. Lust, passion, sloth, regeneration, the ability to rest. You see what I'm saying? Where it's like every one of them could go two roads. And so when you are engaging in the negative version, the absolute value, -8 and 8 is 8, right? So it does, like the snake starts going up. It's almost like levels to a game. like whack-a-mole. So it's just bing, 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 bing. And then once it gets here, that's when you become one of these guys. Where is it? Once the snake is in your pineal gland and you have a gold band around your head to keep out the frequency of God, that's why I believe gold is so valuable. I think gold is so valuable because a certain group of people know how to use its metallic principles to keep God's transmission out of your pineal gland. It's a way to become completely material. That's my opinion. I could be wrong, but it's a lot more logical than anything you'll see on the Discovery Channel. Okay, the Ark of the Covenant. The words on this, I don't know. I didn't vet the words, but it's just like, I like. So the Ark of the Covenant, you have the wings. If you look on the side, the wings are the same as that bone that I'm about to read. And then if you look at your pineal gland and how, sitting on the Ark. And then, do you guys remember what these things are called here? Anybody in the chat? They're called your temples. Temple. Right? And so that's why your third eye is real. It's very real. And there's going to be people that tell you it's evil. It's evil. Look, one eye. Oh, well, yeah, it can be hijacked. Everything can be hijacked. Everything. So, but it wouldn't be made unless it was good. And a lot of Christian history is similar to the history we have right now. We have some Christianity, very, 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 very beautiful. Truth, walk with God, how to reconnect, Savior. Jesus Christ came to save us. Okay, it can then be hijacked by very, very evil little men with weird hats who say that they're the only people that can get the transmission. So what do they preach? What is the dogma of some of these churches that you will not find in the Bible? It's to keep your mind closed, to do this, to do what we say. You know, this is all of Satan. What is of Satan is the lie, the corruption, calling a man father that is not, you know, don't call no man father. You can't hunt and peck. Like, some of the most wrath I've received is from Catholics, a lot of really good Catholics. But like, when people say Christians don't discuss the pineal gland, I'm like, Christians don't call el Papa father. Would you like to compare internet history? Christians don't watch My Naughty Stepmother. I'll compare search history with anybody any day of the week. Anybody that wants to judge me, let's compare the last 6 months' search history on your computer versus my computer. And then we'll see what Christians do and do not do. Do not judge lest ye be judged. And I will judge you if you try and judge me. And I'll be harsh. So Adam and Eve are the brain's hemisphere. No, I believe it is literal. I think that there's several levels of truth in the Bible. There's a literal version, a metaphysical version, an allegory, a metaphor, a quantum. The thing about truth that I've experienced is every level, like when something is true, it's true in a fractal, many-layered reality. I hope you get your own platform. You are always welcome on mine. I don't know who this is. Marfugel News? Oh, thank you. Exactly, BB. Yeah, don't look in the speck in the eye while I beat you with your own plank. Right, right. That's Matthew after drinking too much coffee. Read the Bible, Big Bear. I'm like, you don't know what you're saying, lady. Christians are meant to judge other Christians how we grow. Right, but not with Pharisee-like hypocrisy. You're supposed to judge in an open and honest way. You're not supposed to judge by saying, because I know, I've read a billion little lies or a billion little secrets and stuff. One of the reasons I think that the oligarchs, the Silicon Valley oligarchs, are so indifferent and so, they have so much disdain for the mass population is they know what people watch. They know the most common porn searches in Utah, you know? And so when you understand the amount of underworld-like goo that controls people's appetites, it's pretty easy to say, let's compare history. Because that's the thing. I would publish the last 2 years Before 2 years, I'd have to review. But the last 2 years of my search history online, you would be bored out of your mind, or you'd laugh at the random, like, Pope fish hat, Egypt, like stuff like that. Zero porn. Same with my phone. None. Zero revenge, zero envy, zero like, what kind of jeans does Brad Pitt wear? None. And I am by no means a perfect man. Not even close. Battle sin all the time. But if anybody wants to compare their public persona and their private persona, I'm all game. Any day you want. What is in the dark will be in the light. It already is true. And so the people that will rise, the people that won't fall, are the ones where the chasm between their hidden life and their real life is very small. The people like Steven Spielberg that are promoted as friend of the child, when you find out he's most likely a rapist of the child, will be eaten alive. Eaten. And so it's all good. You guys have your search histories, whatever. Don't judge me. Especially when your chasm is so absurd. Absurd. My chasm is basically non-existent. You could follow me around with a camera. The only like real embarrassing stuff you'd see is maybe an argument with Amy, but nothing crazy. Like, my private life is so the same. That's why I've been so hard to destroy by, you know, the various PSYOP type things. Oh, I don't believe in PSYOPs. Yeah, yeah. If you read book, if you understand how the systems work, they're very true. You know, rotting and causing chaos from the inside out. I know how these people operate. It's pretty tough to get me pinned down because I realized this a long time ago, that what is in dark will be revealed in the light. That really is coming true. It's prophetic. You can't fight it. Any gravy on Wim Hof? I love Wim Hof. I'm with you on Rhyme Zone. All right. That's about it for me today. Does anyone have any questions or anything they want to talk about? Let's just rewatch the Batman scene now that I've discussed this and what it means. Integrity? No, but I have problems with laziness or not cleaning up my omelet after me. But here's the thing. I'm not hiding it. I'm like, my lacking nature in a lot of ways, you can just see. It's not like, it's pretty obvious. Like, I'll tell you something. There's been something this morning I'm sure I've already done. I'm just going through my day. My biggest ones are distraction. Like, if I'm, like, listening to podcasts or something, like, last night I broke my whole thing of milk. Sometimes I don't, like, clean up after myself in the kitchen. Amy spirals. It's fine. But it's, like, I used to have, like, 10 porn windows open as I was just, like, drinking and jerking off. Like, but here's the difference between me and a lot of the evil in the world. I would talk about it on stage. Like, at no point in my life did I think that I could have a secret life, because this may be an IQ situation, but those days I don't even know if they've ever existed, because when reality hits, the swing is so much bigger that it's like when you punch someone, there's torque. Bam, right? You do it with your hips. Boo, it's like all your power's in your hips. The torque of the hidden versus the real, like, I've seen people with absolutely horrifying private lives and perfect Bono from YouTube public lives. And when the truth is revealed, the torque either kills them or drives them insane. And so I never wanted to do that. I never wanted to be that guy. And so when I was motivated a lot more by my lust parasite, I would be on stage talking about, like, I did a joke about, like, how awkward it is whacking off with, like, a mouse, where I'd be like, I'm like, the mouse makes it so, like, I can never, it's like, I can never get anything done. Like, I'm doing this funny bit on it and about how much nicer comments were on Pornhub versus YouTube. But see, that's the thing. I always incorporated my real life with that. I used to do a bit about how one-night stands were never very gratifying because right after you're done, everything changes where you're like, oh, this is so hot. Oh, I love this. Oh, God, where am I? How do I get to the highway from here? Who are you? Where are my shoes? You know, it's like I always just made it funny. Now those problems and those realities are not in my life at all. So my jokes are about the goats and Jews. Because that's what made me always a good comedian was that I just talked about what I knew. And when I was like more lust driven, what I knew was whacking off and banging. And then I beat those vices, and then that changed. And like same with drinking. I used to do bits about drinking, about ordering a Smirnoff Ice at a bar, how it's so emasculating. And I used to be like, what does she want again? Oh, yeah. Do you guys have something called Smirnoff Ice? I don't even know what that is. Isn't that something for gay guys? Hurry up, please. I need my Smirnoff Ice. Like stuff like that. Just very basic. But now I don't. That's not my life. All right, let's rewatch. And not bragging, just trying to motivate the young men that like you can get out of it. It's not a curse. I used to be controlled by sex a lot. And you beat the parasite, you get more pineal gland, you move on. It's what we do. All right, let's play this again. And so if you want to know how they control your pineal gland, it's from products in everything that you ingest. Here you go.
3, 2, 1.
Cue music. Cue Becky.
Good evening. The fashion world was stunned today by the sudden deaths of models Candy Walker and Amanda Keeler. Cause of death has been attributed to a violent allergic reaction, although authorities have not ruled out the possibility of drug use. Peter.
And plans continue for the city's 200th birthday, as Mayor Borg announced today the unveiling. This just in. 3 mysterious deaths at a beauty parlor in... at a beauty parlor in Gotham were discovered today.
Barry, what the hell's going on?
Becky, this is Harvey, though. Becky!
Kill a camera.
This is Renee on the news floor. Dave, I need some paramedics up here now.
All right. Let's go over to our blind taste test.
Love that Joker.
By the way, it's pretty funny to me that the Grabber producer acted like he didn't know what it was about. I see you, Grabber. Yeah, right. What is this? My ass. Just like Lucky Larry Silverstein, this little Grabber right here was probably alerted exactly which products to avoid. Huh, Lucky Larry Silverstein?
I don't know.
Uh-oh. You don't look happy. He's been using Brand X. Joker brand. I get a grin again and again.
Oh. That luscious tan. Those ruby lips and hair color. So natural. Only your Undertaker knows for sure.
I know what you're saying.
Where can I get these fine new items? Well, that's the gang. Chances are you bought them already.
Love that Joker.
So remember, put on a happy face.
Legendary. All right, if anybody has any pressing questions, hit me, but that's going to be about it for me today. Unauthorized.tv, if you want to send me mail. I would open mail. I don't have any mail right now. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Unbearablesmerchandise.com. Bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. Why Didn't They Laugh? Wherever you get your auditory podcasts. Why Didn't They Laugh is such a little killer. It's awesome. Like, we've gotten 15 million downloads. It's unbelievable. YouTube, on the YouTubes, check out I'm Not Owen Benjamin V2 or V3. I always forget because there's a lot of V's. And then also Owen Benjamin Gravy, Owen Benjamin Bear Cave. Go support him. He's in a week timeout. I'm pretty sure it's because of the Spielberg clip. I'm not joking. And at Owen Comedy on Instagram, on Instagool, as Paul from Pockets of the Future says. Check out today's Crow 777 on YouTubes or at CROW777radio.com. And the reason I'm plugging it is because it's just very valuable info. You know? I'll plug. It's really freeing to not be motivated by greed. You know, some people are like, I only plug things with promo codes. You want Beachbody on demand. It's like, nobody does. Nobody cares. People need the gravy. Like, today's Crow is all about the history of science fiction. He said something great today. He said that we're going to beat it. You know, because he understands what the controllers are up to, and they need us to believe a completely false reality. They need us to believe a completely false reality in order to go with their feudal system. Like gravity. And people are like, but gravity isn't a vector, Big Bear. You're so stupid. You're so stupid. It's buoyancy and pressure, right? Not gravity. Gravity is a theory based on a theory. It's stupid. It's all fiction. People are like, but why would you go down in that app if it's just buoyancy? It's like, because because of air pressure. My theory, and I can't prove it because I don't have access to the firmament, is it's the amount of air that's pressing on you. But pressing down because there's a hard, fast barrier up there. So I think the higher you go, the less you weigh. But in an airplane, I don't weigh yet because it's pressurized. I think somehow if you got to go like 100,000 feet up in an unpressurized scenario, I think that you would weigh considerably less because I think our weight being pushed down, and down exists because of a hard, fast barrier pushing. I think the more air on us, and that's why helium floats, because it's lighter than the pressure. The volume, when you look at the volume, how spread out the particles are, it goes up versus down. It's buoyancy, right? And the vector, the vector thing is what throws people off with gravity. They're like, but what is down? What is up? It's like air pressure. But wouldn't air pressure just go anywhere? No, you're still thinking of the globe model in which it's just spinning circle. That's a hard, fast barrier. It's like a convertible with a top. There's a top. And so because of that, there's X amount of air. And so the farther down you go, the more air there is, the more weight on your back of air. That's why if I was the size of my house with the same weight, I would float because of buoyancy. See, this is how science really works, where you start working through things. What I just said may be wrong, but it makes way more sense than there is an invisible force called gravity. I know Kip Thorne. I interviewed Kip Thorne for 2 hours at Caltech. He almost got a Nobel Prize for discovering gravity waves at a black hole. Black holes can't exist. It goes against one of the laws of thermodynamics, right? We all know black holes only exist in the eyes of Steven Spielberg's children. He allegedly tracked gravity waves from a black hole like 100 million light years away, but yet they can't measure it on Earth. Why is that? Because it doesn't exist. It's a theory based on a theory that was given to us by one of the men was Albert Einstein, who was a joke, a mess of a man. That's why, listen to Tesla, man. Tesla gets it. Tesla knew all these lies. Tesla didn't believe in any of this stuff. That's why they had to silence him. But the world is very based in vibration. That's why music is very important. And so if you're a Christian and you're uncomfortable with vibrations and pineal glands and stuff like that. Are you uncomfortable with Bach? No? Bach's well-tempered clavier set up the notes of 12 notes, and he set up a system where you can awaken the Holy Spirit within you based on his preludes. That's what it is. A pipe organ is a giant vibration machine. These are the things that help awaken you to God. And if you think you're above Bach, like that Bach is somehow a black magician, what do you think he was doing with his pipe organ? The thing to stay away from is bolero. Trance music. That's satanic. Because the repetitive, it puts you in a state where the snake starts coming up. The trance, that's why it's all about Vivaldi, the four seasons. You want beginnings, middles, and ends. You want seasons. You want stories. You don't want bolero. Bolero is, it puts you in a trance, and just like a snake charmer, it's to charm your anus shut. Dude, I know it's gross. Your root chakra located in the anus and all of its appetites to climb your 33 vertebrate to your pineal. Bach is legit. Right, Bach was doing vibrational pineal gland opening. Oh, how dare you? What do you think a pipe organ is? It's a giant vibration machine. The 12 notes, the 12 half-steps, the well-tempered clavier was a way to awaken the... Our entire celestial world is a choir. It's an orchestra. It's all vibrating. It's all music. It's like, well, we can't hear it. You feel this entire thing is music. This entire thing is music. And that's how you can tell Satan music versus God music. The Most High has music that hits you in a logos. Bolero drives you insane. Bolero actually drove its composer insane. Trance music, you know, madness. You want beginning, middle, and end. And if you want to know more about this, listen to my stream on Sinnerman. Just look up Owen Benjamin Sinnerman. Well-tempered clavier. This is so inspiring. Going to go play Bach later today. Yeah, that's the point of it. Like the whole, like let me play you guys some, like one song, and I'll show you that it is the music of God. Hang on. Here we go. And this is the vibration to open the pineal gland up to the Most High. That's what he was doing. That's the whole thing. Listen. It's called Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. Not this. That her species, Trump lies about climate change. Look at the little turtle. You can't make this up. Mike Bloomberg, 5'6" grabber from New York City. Liar, psychopath. Anus obsessed. All right, here we go. Speak back to these things. I do it all the time. Listen to this. There's two voices. You have two wolves. Hang on, it's easier if I do it with piano. I don't, that's a little complicated. Hang on. Piano. There's two wolves. All right. Alan Goldstein performs Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. Well, say what you will about the Jews. They're good at practicing. All right, here we go. Two hands, two different voices. Right now the melody is being carried by the right hand. You can tell it's Jewy. This is Bach. And then his left hand picks up the melody in a minute. I can't stand the way Goldstein's playing this. All right, let me find another one. Jews can't play Bach. Emmanuel Despax. Here we go. I like the sound of this guy. Better. You can literally hear that it's less grabbled. All right. Right hand is carrying it. And then they switch. perfect. Now here comes the other wolf. And then harmony. They're working together. It's like man and woman. Harmony. The opposite of bolero. And then there's a darkness that comes. It's winter. Winter truly is darkness. Listen. It's vibrating my glands or whatever. But it's a story. It's logos. And Bach developed the 12-note system. He's a church organist. Just listen to this. Using two hands doesn't mean playing with yourself, Goldstein. That's exactly right, Tempo Bear. But both are beautiful. Are you talking about Goldstein's or the left hand? Because Goldstein's was terrible. The guy wouldn't know logos, so they bit him in his clipped dick. It's harmony is what it's all about. They're working. They're not compromising their natures, but they're working together in tandem to glorify God. Everything Bach did was to glorify God. Winter, you hear it? You hear the change? The darkness of winter. There's nothing evil about it. It's just this dark. The shadow is not evil. Like, we don't get sun in the winter here. And then the sun comes back. A little complicated. Churches were healing temples. Imagine this in one of those beautiful cathedrals. Ooh, that's why they never got cancer. This glorifies God and His creation. They aren't compromising their natures. That's a big thing. The compromising of natures is what makes the blob of Satanism. It's like men should be like women and women like men, then everyone gets along. No, then there's no Bach. There's an endless bolero loop that makes everyone feel awful. Here we go. Like the devil would just keep doing that over and 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 over again. It's Groundhog's Day. Like, just for the people that aren't going to be listening to Sinner Man, I'm just going to play you one little bit. Just so you know what I mean by the loop. This is Satanism. This song is awesome because it describes it. It's true. The song's true, so therefore it's in what I consider logos. Even though she may be a mess, the song, It's about a sinner man running from his sins. The whole point of this song is there's no rest for the wicked. It's awesome. But this sound is the sound of the Material 666 record on loop that never ends. Listen. You're the difference between this and Bach? There's no sinner. It's just... Hear the loop? We're gonna run to all on that day. Will I run to the rock? Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me and run. You wanna hear the chanting? Rock. The underworld? Hang on. So this is when she goes to the underworld. See, this is how you summon the snake, which you should stay away from. And for those of you thinking that I'm Benjamin is somehow showing people something, this is every nightclub. You just didn't know it yet because your pineal was closed. I'm teaching you how to avoid it. This sound and feeling is every single nightclub in America. It's the repetitive sound and then the shots, 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 whatever nonsense you want to say, It's nonsensical repetition, chanting. It's you're giving up your word, your logos. So this right here is the chanting, and then the rock bottom fall to the underworld, and then more chanting. Check it out. Run, Sinnerman, run! Run, Sinnerman! No rest for you, Sinnerman! Chanting. No, just chanting. And then it breaks. It breaks! Is LSD open or closed? Probably open, but in a bad way. Probably opens it to the snake, isn't it? Underworld. The upside down. But it all starts again as if nothing ever changed. Like, the melody in this has no logos. None. Listen to the solo that's about to kick in. You know, it's just the same thing over and over again. Horrible. I know, it's a horrible sound, but for the point of the song, it's perfect. Because this song is about no rest for the wicked. Where are you going to run to, Sinner Man? I run to the rock. I said, hide me. I run to the sea. The sea was boiling. I run to the... It's a cautionary tale. But this is... Wait till you hear the solo. You're right. It is insanity. This is the insanity of most people's modern life. This isn't unique. This is applicable to so many lives. You know, you wake up, put on your seatbelt, listen to Howard Stern in the morning, go to the job, get your sex act, you know, drink your booze, go to sleep, brush your teeth with the fluoride. There you go. Listen to this. You can't put your finger on it. Wait till you hear the melody. Yes. It's a half step off, half note off. You can't feel it. It's like a goat dance. Right? It's modern living. With your eye closed. You don't see anything. You watch your Spielberg movie, you watch your Super Bowl, you brush your teeth with the fluoride, you go to bed, you get a sex act, you want a blow job, you want a hunger, you want a better car, you're getting fat, just driving to work. Over and over again, over and over again. You don't see anything. All right, you guys get it. Now, compare that to logos. Here we go. This is from God, and this is to open your pineal gland. Compare the two. This is a garden on a sunny day. Just listen. This song is all about springtime in a garden. I have a rocking chair. I'm sitting on a rocking chair. See, when the other one comes in, the other stays quieter. But adds, and then the other one, it's like making love in a, the way you should. You know, you're both adding to the experience. You know, one goes quiet to listen, and then understands, and then gets to add her part and his part, and her part and his part, and then they just keep coming together in a beautiful thing. I feel better already. Yeah, it's called Jesus, Joy of Man's Desiring by Bach. Any chemtrails today? No. There's some white clouds, but it's not man-made. At least it doesn't appear to be. But who knows what the Jew is up to today? Song plays when I think about buying a distiller. You know, that's just, it's not repetitive. It's a story. Let's listen to the whole thing. I've covered everything I wanted to talk about. That was a slight argument between the man and the woman. But they make up. A little bit of winter. Everybody has a little bit of winter. Jesus is German way of saying Jesus. Yeah, I mean, like, Germans aren't too fond of the letter S. The Germans were right about a lot. A lot. The so-called Jew. This is where she implies it's very cold. Good one, Katana Bear. I just felt my entire body relax. Right, that's your pineal gland. That's logos through music and vibration. Guys, Bach invented it. 12 notes, like 12 apostles. 12 months. 12 major nerves in your brain. 12 tribes of Israel. 12, 12, 12. 12 zodiac signs. It's like, it's 12 hours and half a day. Why not make them each a tone and make as few black as possible? Thank you, Emmanuel Despach. All right, I'm out of here. Unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington 93.35. Yeah, 12 monkeys, big time Denmark bear. Bring on Marty Leeds. I'd love to. I like Marty Leeds. My baby son complained during the last song, during Bach, he relaxed. Yeah, he gets it. That's why some of the most dangerous music are the ones, is the music that uses logos to plant seeds. Disney is really good at it. David played music to drive out the demons in Saul. Yeah, but it has to be logos music. It can't be like, dun, 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 dun. Oh, send a man, we ain't gonna run to. But it's a good cautionary tale. All right, anyone have any final questions? Lovely stream, gorgeous day. You fail, so-called Jew. Dude, so-called Jew is the move because it doesn't disrespect the good Jews out there. So-called Jew, because there really was an operation to hijack the word, just like the pineal gland. Just like the pineal gland. David didn't play Cardi B. Exactly, Andrew J. Babies are close to God. Don't lower their vibration. Dude, my kids, I had this video that I was going to show you guys, but I'm sticking to like not showing my kids on YouTube anymore. But Charlie's just like Walter's biggest fan. Charlie's Walter's biggest fan, where it's like when me and Walter are playing soccer or something, Charlie just giggles. They're so happy. It's like ungrabbled, untraumatized children. Don't get me wrong. There's meltdowns. But it's like, it's a beautiful thing to witness. Their vibration is dialed in. All right. Much love, everybody. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow, guy. Take care. Bye, everybody.